thank you for calling Meeks and Silberfarb Orthopedics. How can I help you?
Hi, is Jennifer in?
There's no Jennifer here.
Oh, really? I have her down as the office manager
at Meeks and Silberfarb Orthopedics?
Yes.
The office manager is actually Annie.
Oh, Annie. Okay. Must have an old file or something. Is Annie in?
Yes, she is. May I ask who's calling?
This is Nicole from Cardiff.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Nicole.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, this offer is predicated based upon your DMV credit profile and past financing you did with Wells Fargo. Anyway, your pre-approved with us for $250,000, and I just wanted to touch base with you and see how this is going to work. I'm going to down the hospital for you for capital. Give me a call. The direct number is
side of the point and it goes, in my eyes, from the central banks to gold upon government documents or other partners, pretending we are not the only game in town, and you have yourself to play a game and to play your part. Otherwise, of course, it goes without saying that the central banks cannot, you know, settle all matters. But I would say, yes, I take it that it is justified in the circumstances.
All right, my final question is linking both together. Whether it's Brexit, whether it's negative rates, there is an unhappiness in the world. And Trump doesn't say nice things about Clinton or vice versa. So the comments from previous presidents or Brussels on Brexit falls on deaf ears. So my question is quite simple. You've stated that we have to fight deflation at all costs. You acknowledge negative rates, even questionable. We need to use it. But aren't we fighting a rising tide? Globalization brings lower prices, lower wages, lower incomes for the middle class around the world. Around the world. So I guess my final question to you is, all of these issues are linked. Maybe those that want Brexit see that maybe a little isolation will reverse the trend of globalization and central banks can't fight. It sounds scary, but it sounds logical. What is your thought on the negative side of globalization and the panic yelling and central banks throwing their arms up? Because your programs, sir, haven't worked and aren't really working. Your final thought.
First of all, it's a very good question. Second, I would say, first, again, the central banks are not the only ones now. They are...